Will you spend another summer working on your yard for your spouse, kids, and guests? Or would you rather spend the summer with your spouse, playing with the kids, and relaxing with guests? Hire Blue Duck Lawn Care to get the super healthy lawn you'll love and neighbors will envy. Blue Duck does the fertilizing and weed control. You just mow to get a lush, thick lawn. Best in your neighborhood. If it's got to be green, hire Blue. BlueDuckLawnCare.com. Remember, if it's got to be green, hire Blue. BlueDuckLawnCare.com.
Tony Katz, the morning news, 93 WIBC. My name is Craig Collins filling in. Yes, a lot of people are talking about today the likelihood that there's going to be things seized from the former president, or the process is going to be started by the New York Attorney General there, Letitia James, to just take stuff and then sell it for prices that are going to be way higher than what they said these items were actually worth when they were going after Trump in court. And Trump is in the news saying that he does have, but also sort of doesn't have, at least according to the things the lawyers are saying in courtrooms, $500 million to put up. What I think is so crazy about this story, and I'll just do this quick, because I really don't want to talk about this as much as you'll hear a lot of other places. And the reason why is because media needs this narrative. The left wants the narrative that Trump doesn't have the money you think he has. And so whatever it is that's going on, but the belief that this is a crazy, ridiculous, even from jump, when all the different court cases against Trump came out, people were saying, expert people, whatever people you want them to be, and not just people on a certain side of the political aisle, that was the weakest case against him, that the New York case really shouldn't have been brought at all. And if it is brought, it should be brought against pretty much anyone who does business in New York City and tries to get a high evaluation when going after a loan for any sort of property development or anything else. But again, just what I find so interesting about it is the media obsession with whether or not Trump is sitting on $500 million in cash in a bank account that he can hand to somebody in order to go after the ridiculous parts of this case. A part of the reason the number is so high is a hope that he couldn't put this money together. But media just needs this narrative, or at least some media does. So that's truly the reason I have such little interest in talking about it, other than to say that it does seem wrong if Trump can't actually appeal this decision or this ridiculous sort of finding. Because he wasn't even allowed to be assumed to be innocent. That was another huge part of it that seemed kind of crazy from jump for me. But because of all of this, you just got to go in and say, all right, let's at least decide that it doesn't have to be $500 million, but you let somebody challenge this. Because again, they're the leading candidate to be the next president of the country. Not just the leading candidate and the actual candidate on the Republican side of the aisle. Most polls show that Trump would win right now. All right. Another thing out there that I just was amused by, this is a bit of a deep dive. This is going to be a little bit weedy. I'm going to go into the weeds, but I don't intend to. I'm going to try to make it good or as best I can. Some idiot on social media with a valuable following. His name is Judd. I don't really care about telling you more about him. I went after Elon Musk and went after people saying that the Biden administration is paying for flights that illegal immigrants are taking all over the place, whether it's into our country or, throughout our country. And so this moron on social media said that Elon's yelling and everybody's lying and everything's terrible because this definitely isn't happening. The Biden administration absolutely isn't spending this money. And actually, he even quoted one of the phrases in some of the literature that says beneficiaries are responsible for securing their own travel via air to the United States. Not something that we provide them ourselves. Here's the part that's missing, though, that made this hilarious. And so many people, it wasn't even Elon Musk that corrected it. So many other people came out of the woodwork to be like, hey, you're an idiot. You're lying to people in saying that this isn't happening. Democrats are terrified of passing a particular part of a bill that would prevent NGOs and other organizations that have taxpayer dollars from paying for these flights. From, facilitating all kinds of travel, et cetera, et cetera. And I find that amazing that you can go out there and say, no, they're not paying for them. The government isn't doing it. Somebody else is doing it who's closely tied to the government and using government dollars to go ahead and get this done. It was awesome. And again, person after person came forward and said, it seems NGOs who are funded with taxpayer dollars are sponsoring them. You're not telling the truth to your followers. Organizations, businesses, and other entities can play a critical role in providing support for beneficiaries arriving through any of the processes that are right now being debated. And Democrats, again, refuse to pass a very, very specific, you can't do this anymore. And why would they say no? For what reason would they say, yeah, we still want to do that unless they're actually doing it? But I just love, again, that social media is sort of fact-checking itself now, especially Twitter, especially X after Elon bought it, and doing much better because any jamoke anywhere can find some passage in some bill or some passage in some law and say, this is the only thing that matters, and stop looking at everything else that's happening here. When it's so easy to just pay attention to what the politicians are saying no or yes to when they're voting. That feels like something that matters in some of these cases. Anyway, I just thought it was an interesting deep dive out there all over the internet, all over X over the weekend. All right, quick break, a lot more. Craig Collins filling in, Tony Katz, The Morning News, 93 WIBC.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Tony Katz, The Morning News, 93 WIBC. My name is Craig Collins filling in. Matt and Carl hanging out as they do every single morning. Question for you, Matt Bear. Is your water sexy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, very. There's a couple of ways I could have done.
Yeah, you could answer that question.
Yeah,
apparently, this is a brand new trend on the social media, on the internet. I love, if I call it that, it makes me sound very out of touch with it. But I guess young people are trying to make their water sexy. That's how they're describing it, by making it taste better than just being water. And this is putting, like, you know, fruit in it, blending in powders, minerals, lemon, pretty much anything.
Yeah.
And then also, by the way, this is the most important part to the internet people. You then put this new version of water in a cute cup. So it's a sexy water in a cute cup.
Oh, that's, I mean, hot, sexy water. That's what we've been waiting on for years. Hashtag. It's got to be a hashtag. Yes. Hot, sexy water. And I don't know. I mean, it's, you know, competition of men over women. You know, it's who has the sexiest water, right? This is going to be a special thermos. Is that what it is? We have the cute cup.
I don't know what a cute cup is. I don't want to find out, I think. I think parts of me never want to know what that is, although I do see examples on the internet, and I'm just going to pretend I don't. One other thing, I saw this. I don't know how to react to this, man. People are saying it's a good thing, and I don't think it's a good thing. And I'm sure I'll be accused of being a terrible person for feeling this way, but I don't care.
Oh, I can't wait to see what everybody comes up with. It's going to be awesome, you know.
There we go. Men apparently are embracing a fashion trend that women have been doing for a long time, the cutoff shirt. Men are wearing this more and more often, not just at the gym, the crop top, whatever you want to call it, showing off the abs by having half a shirt. I will never do this, not just because the abs are not show offable in my current situation, but I don't get it. I don't understand this. I think this makes no sense, but this is another thing that's being claimed on social media. I think on TikTok specifically, men are, quote, taking back women's fashion. And my response is no, we're not.
Yeah, we're going to stop about the time men start wearing thongs. Yeah, I don't understand this. I mean, you know, even people that work out, I mean, that's something specific to, and I'm not saying guys can't do it and be comfortable, but it's absolutely not something I want to do, is to walk around with my midriff exposed. I mean, that's
right.
Yeah, I can't.
It kind of ruins it for me, to be honest. It makes it a very different thing than the other. And by the way, I don't know why I thought of this. I probably shouldn't have thought of this. Do you have a dude, a friend, you know, that one time wore a thong to be funny? Has that ever happened in your life?
That was me.
Okay, was you?
Yeah, it was a party thing back when I was 18, 19 years old. Yeah,
because every time now that anybody makes these jokes, I have a horrible flashback to something I wish I could burn out of my brain, of one of my friends who thought it was hilarious to do that exact same thing. And I don't want to have ever seen that. And I think there were social media pictures for a while, too. Although I think once he became a professional, he did burn those However, you can burn those.
Man, 18, 19 years old, you know, at Purdue University.
You do dumb stuff.
Yeah, you do dumb stuff, and that's yes. All. Yeah, I mean, really, in, you know, compared again, morning radio, I'm getting myself in trouble here.
No, it's fine, Matt. You'll be fine. No one's listening. Don't worry. What else were you going to say?
No, it's just, I mean, you did weird things or different things whenever you were trying
things.
Different substances for the first time in your life. And, you know, sure. I mean, it wasn't necessarily that I had borrowed. You know, you just kind of take what you have and you make it your own, you know? You make it your own, Craig. That's what you have to do in life.
I love the coded version of this conversation with you at 8:20 in the morning. That's fantastic. all right, I'm gonna shift gears. I'm gonna take you off the hot seat. We're gonna talk about something else. I saw this. Well, it's a dating story, so who knows how you're gonna react? Nearly half of daters are now rejecting romantic partners. Mostly, I think this is younger people that are doing this, but I guess the number gets high enough to be half based on their astrological sign. So if you don't mesh with each other because the moon and the sun don't align correctly for you and somebody else, this is now a deal breaker for a lot of people.
Yeah, wait until they get through their first divorce. And it's kind
sure.
of, I'm not saying your standards get lowered, but when you hit the sure. middle-aged single mark, I mean, you start looking at personality a little bit more as we should have been doing in our 20s, then we wouldn't get divorced at all. You know, that's right. kind of the thing. But it's, I don't know. I mean, what is to an astrological sign? I mean, I'm a Gemini. What does that mean for me? I mean,
I don't know.
People used to joke and say it means you're going to be a criminal. And I'm like, no, that can't be. What does Gemini have to do with it? I'd like to see some sort of evidence that the astrological sign means anything more than I was born on a certain day. Yeah.
There's no evidence. There'll never be any evidence. People will believe this very strong, but no data, no science can prove it. I know I'm a Scorpio. I don't know anything about what that means. And anytime anybody asks me, I begrudgingly tell them and know that I'm going to be annoyed for the next 10 minutes of the conversation when they tell me stuff about myself that's probably not true. When they're like, oh, what sign are you? And I'm like, Scorpio. Then 10 minutes of that makes sense because, and I just nod.
It's like being a vegan. You know, you just can't mention that you happen to be a vegan. You know, when you're in astrology, you have to continually talk about the whole thing and dominate the conversation for like 10 minutes. You just can't leave it alone.
You reminded me of a person I know that's both a vegan and into astrological signs. And that's just, it's difficult to have conversations. One other one I saw, I like this. Do you believe that you could remodel a part of your home or apartment if you, you know, were asked to, or if you decided you wanted to go a certain road? Do you think you could successfully do it?
Oh, hell no. No, not a chance. Okay. I had to have help changing the flapper on my toilet. So no.
I could help you out there. That was not
thanks,
that bad. I don't know. That's a weird offer. One third of Americans believe that they can absolutely fix anything in their home. They could remodel their house. I love this stat because if you go a little bit down in the same poll, over 50% of Americans don't want to deal with plumbing or electrical. We believe we could renovate our home. But if it gets to the point where we're interfering with the stuff that you use when you renovate the home, we're like, we can't do that part. Where it's actually the perfect version of, I'm going to break a thing in my house, and then when it gets too challenging, not fix it until we hire a professional.
Well, you get into things like electrical. I mean, if I touch the electrical, I'm burning the block down. I mean, it doesn't matter how many Google videos I watch. It doesn't matter how much training I have. That is just something.
Sure.
That seems like something you got to get right the first time. You know, not like
right.
a toilet flapper, you know, you adjust things, you move the arm a little bit, and you know, you get once or twice, you help it flush, whatever. With the electrical, if thing goes the wrong way, I mean, you combust, right?
Yeah. Amen. You absolutely, one time is all you need for bad stuff. Did you have to jiggle it? Is that what the problem was with your toilet? Did you have to do like the jiggle it thing?
Yeah, there was jiggling. And I had to take my arm and I had to stick it down the backside of the toilet.
Nice.
And then, you know, move the flap around. And, you know, I mean, mine's a rental, so at least I know who's been doing the business in there, but it's still really dirty. It's not a pleasant experience because, you know, you go down too far and you ruin your good shirt because you forgot to change shirts. I mean, this was a long day.
You know, anytime
story.
I talk about this, it reminds me of a comedian. I shouldn't steal somebody else's joke, but I do really love this joke. It reminds me of a comedian's bit where he says the funniest thing in the world would be if you were in a really fancy place. Like, say you went and visited the royal family and you're in, you know, Buckingham Palace,
and somebody tells you when you go to the bathroom, you got to jiggle that thing a little bit. That would be the most amazing. Like, oh, by the way, that bathroom, you got to jiggle it just a little bit and you'll flush it fine.
So many bad toilet experiences in other people's
homes. There are.
Yeah,
this is true. All right. We can move on this early in the morning. One last thing, and then we'll take a break and you'll do some traffic for us. Apparently, a new study said that bullies on playgrounds are probably making more money than the people that they bullied. This seems like a pretty bah humbug or mean thing for someone to put out there in the world, whether it's true or not. But I guess in the UK, where they studied this, a five-decade-long set of research found that tough people, people who are traditionally, I guess, bullies, also wind up being stronger when it comes to the workplace and getting more money, et cetera, et cetera. So there's a silver lining here. No one's advocating for beating the crap out of other people when you're a child, but you should probably be stronger as an adult and not have needed to be a bully to get that done.
Hey, bullying has been a cornerstone of capitalism ever since I've been alive. And you know, look at the riches.
It's true.
No, I mean, if you want to get ahead in life, you have to push forward. And
right.
I don't know. It's the same thing. You know, kids taking other kids' lunch money. It should never happen. Sure. It's awful. And I don't advocate for bullying in any sense. You know, who does?
No. And we know. But actually, it reminds me of something that Jordan Peterson said, that less agreeable people do better in life and men are traditionally less agreeable than women. So sometimes when you talk about pay gaps or whatever that stuff is people talk about, you wonder how it actually is created. And it might be just that truth. And I guess bullying might be a part of it too that we've never discussed before. But all right, we'll take a break on that. Again, not exactly a uplifting story from science, but darn it, truth is truth. Matt's got some traffic. More coming up in a bit.
We just wanted to get it out there that we do not advocate for bullying. Just wanted
there
to make
go.
Sure. Yeah, that's the PSA yes. this morning. Looking at the
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Bad, is it?
Don't sugarcoat it. Give it to me straight.
Want coffee?
I think I need some coffee.
Tony Katz, The Morning News, 93 WIBC. My name is Craig Collins filling in, and let's fill up on the news. Two big reports as far as our economy is concerned and indicators that things are going well or not. I don't know why I just felt weird saying the word indicators the way that I did. Indications, that's probably better. But anyway, the first one is the consumer mood report, which is going to come out, consumer confidence index, that's going to come out tomorrow. Last month, things did not go well in that index, even as they were telling us that the economy's great, that everything's fine, that there's no recession coming. People who are actually living life said, I don't feel so good about this. And so another month of that would probably be about as telling as anything is in the world of there is a disconnect from what Washington or anyone else tells us is going on and what we're experiencing with our own human lives. And I would always err on the side of our human lives matter more. So we'll see tomorrow as far as that goes. One other thing that's coming out, and I think this is on Thursday, and people will be paying a lot of attention to this, especially as the real estate industry is probably changing due to some lawsuits and whatnot. But the National Association of Realtors issues its pending home sales index on Thursday for last month. And a big part of that will be looking at whether or not home signed contracts, are rising or falling. They fell the last couple times we've had this information come out. So that's not good. But you are seeing, I guess, some improvement in the real estate market, more houses being listed, et cetera, et cetera. Some indications that, I guess, some of our interest rates will be falling. So there might be some good, although not great news in the world of the housing market, but that'll come out on Thursday. And so this is a pre-fill up on filling up on that news again, as I imagine you'll probably hear about both of those indexes, both of those pieces of information as they get dropped later this week. And I think the consumer report is probably the most telling for politicians. Our mood, our belief that things are going well, should matter more to them than whatever they tell us they're seeing as far as the data or information goes, that it's way better than we think it is. If we feel it's not that great, that's probably going to be a big part of, say, the 2024 election. All right, One other thing I wanted to just play quickly, and I do love this. It's audio that's all over the place. This is Fonnie Willis, of course, the embattled, the whatever you want to call her, Fulton County District Attorney in Georgia, who probably deserves to be fired or certainly not stay on the case against Trump. She did an interview with Forbes and CNN where they were playing some of this audio of her talking about it. She's pretty sure her reputation is great, that nothing that's happened to her over the last several months is bad at all. This is amazing. This is a version of either you don't believe this and have no problem lying, which is what I usually think most people in these worlds do, or the opposite. You're so blind to reality that you actually believe the things you're saying, which makes us feel, a whole lot of the internet felt this way, like you've got to be drunk. That's actually what they were calling her. It was trending on social media over the weekend, Fonnie Willis drunk, for this take on how great things are going for her and her career.
I don't feel like my reputation needs to be reclaimed. Let's say it for the record. I'm not embarrassed by anything I've done. You know, I guess my greatest crime is I had a relationship with a man, but that's not something that I find embarrassing in any way. And I know that I have not done anything that's illegal.
No, nothing.
So I don't feel like my reputation needs to be reclaimed. Uh-huh. And when I tell you the outpouring of women, and I'll tell you this, especially African-American women who will just say, we are so proud. You are such a good representative of us.
You're such a great role model. We all love it. We're so proud of all the stuff we're hearing. I like the fact that you went on several trips with your boyfriend who you didn't admit was your boyfriend at any point, but we found out because of a divorce proceeding that he's involved in. But anyway, let's move away from that point, the how the information comes out part, that usually is the first demonstration that people are liars or people tell the truth. You went on a bunch of trips with money that he made working for you, and then you paid him back in cash because you've got a bunch of it in your house. And here, my favorite part, I love saying this as many times as I do. Any human being that actually saves money somewhere in their house, and I know I was told by a lot of media that that's like a black thing, that a lot of black people do that. I'll tell you, I've done it in my life. There's cash in my house now. I don't want to tell you where. I don't want to tell you how much. That doesn't matter. But it's something a lot of us do. You don't use it to pay for a vacation. That's usually not how that works. That money is saved for the off chance that you desperately need it in some sort of cataclysmic event sort of thing, not because you went on vacation with the guy who works for you. And instead of creating a paper trail that would benefit you in a courtroom, benefit you in a jury of a public opinion, you went the other road and made it as weird as possible, or so you claim, because of course, a lot of us don't believe it. That to me is hilarious, but apparently also a role model. Keep a lot of money in your house. And then when you go on a vacation with your boyfriend that no one knows you're dating, go ahead and give him that money to make things harder and more difficult to prove in court when you get caught. That's the role model everyone wants to live up to be. Well done, Fonnie Willis. Well done indeed. So you tell me, is she lying and aware of her ridiculousness here? Or is she actually blind enough to think this stuff? I don't know the answer. I just know it's crazy. Quick break, a lot more. Well, a little bit more for me. Tony Katz, The Morning News, 93 WIBC. Craig Collins filling in.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Cast the Morning News, 93 WIBC. My name is Craig Collins filling in. You got Matt, you got Carl hanging out as they do every single morning on this show. First, real quick, I know we've been reporting on it in the news throughout the day today. The Pinewood Derby that's going to be happening at the museum, it does sound really cool. And I'm happy about two things. First, that there's a separation between children and adults as far as racing goes. And then the second one is that this could rekindle any of us who did this sort of thing. I did it in Boy Scouts when I was a kid, but therein lies the rub too, because I was one of the only kids, I think, in the Pinewood Derby in Boy Scouts, however many years ago, that made my own car. And so I did not win. I did not come close to winning. My car was terrible. And here I actually have another problem with it. I still got a participation trophy and I didn't want it. I think I threw it out, which made me proud of who I was as a person. But you can't let the adults make the kids' cars and then win the kid event. That's not fair. You know, if the car looks too intelligent for the age of the child, we got to do some sort of IQ test to make sure they could make it themselves. Otherwise, they're disqualified. That's my complaint. I think it's very much coming from a sore place in my own childhood. Matt, what do you got on that?
Well, especially if your dad's like Graham Rahal or something, you know, right? in building your Pinewood Derby.
Yes.
Parents, don't make your kids do the Pinewood Derby if they're building their own car, especially if they have no ability to design or construct anything. And I'm not talking about Legos or I had Tinker Toys when I was a kid, Lincoln Longs, all that stuff. I designed my car, except they wouldn't let me use the table saw. I just kind of drew lines on it, and when they were done cutting it, it looked like a prison shank. And they put it up at the top of the ramp, and it comes down, and the whole thing, it was like in slow motion, but the other car was going really fast. So, I mean, I came in last. It was like, it just kind of ruined my whole scouting experience after that. It's a wonderful thing. Kids are smart. You know, they'll probably win the Pinewood Derby, end up at Purdue as an engineer or something, but no, it wasn't for me, and it was really bad for my scouting experience, I gotta say.
Right. Well, and honestly, like, I was sort of proud that I made my own car as a kid, and maybe this is the silver lining, because if you notice that some of the other kids that beat you probably didn't create their vehicle, you have some sort of version of, well, I have more integrity than they do, even as my car had way too many weights on the bottom of it that I guess were not put in the right places. That just seemed to slow it down. It didn't seem to be helping the car at all that I made it heavier.
And you threw away the participation trophy you weren't having.
I did. I put it right in the trash as soon as I got it. That wasn't the point, man. I was trying to be first, and if you're at first, you're last. That's what I learned from Ricky Bobby.
You're the angry kid out back just smashing the participation trophy. Be like, damn, but I made my own. None of you guys made your own car.
Yeah, you guys all cheated. Yeah, exactly. Exactly correct. And now I'm a Yankee fan who gets mad that the Astros cheated a few years ago and talk about it constantly.
Well, that's a good
point.
There we go. That's a good point.
I want to play this. This is just a woman beeping a horn. So I don't know if I should play this. And this audio, if you're driving a car, and I know a lot of people listen to the radio and drive, you're probably going to think someone's beeping at you. So I apologize in advance. But the thing you don't know, since it's radio, is this is a woman sitting outside of a fast food restaurant. I don't even know which one, somewhere. And the restaurant's closed. The lights are still on, but they're definitely not operating anymore. And instead of just moving on, for 5 minutes, she sits in her car just randomly beeping her horn. She's got a dog in the backseat that starts barking too. And I guess this went viral because a mom who showed up to pick up her 16-year-old kid who works at the fast food place just watched this happen and just pulled out the phone and did a video. It's amazing the dedication to be like, I want my food, even if you're closed, even if none of the fryers are on, make it for me. So again, it's just beeping noises, but I feel like it'll add benefit. There's context here. Here we go. Ah, the dog.
Poor dog.
Now that's a pretty long one shot, but it's the more coming. Yeah. Here we go. Let's see another one. Waiting. She's waiting. And back to the horn. Back to the dog. Okay, what do you think of this? Like 5 minutes just sitting outside the fast food restaurant in the drive-thru, being like, food. And no food ever came.
I think the Animal Welfare League should go take the dog first off. That's the first thing that needs to happen. I mean, we do this at stoplights.
I mean, yes. This is
Indianapolis. You know, no ride on reds, go right on reds. You make your thing up. It's just it's the city of taking lanes. And our horns are very active around here. I don't understand what she's expected to happen here. People, is like they're going to be a bellhop, somebody in a fancy bow tie coming down and just bringing her fast food, Chick-fil-A. Whatever it is, and say, oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Here you go. We were open the whole time.
By the way, you did mention how we use horns throughout, you know, our community. And I would ask you this, man. Are you an exaggerated horn user? Like, do you lay on it for too long? If I beep at somebody, I do some rapid beeps. I usually don't do the full, you know, like I'm Morse coding more than anything else.
Yeah,
what are you doing?
It's a great way to communicate, you know, with people that don't speak the English language.
Yeah.
Craig, full confessional. I am a horn honker, and I like to honk that horn. And now I did encounter, say, I just give it a little tap, you know, when it's time to move along. Because, you know, distracted driving, if you lay on the horn every time somebody's late at a light, you're going to run out of horn. I mean, it's simple as that.
Yes.
So, you know,
you just
kind of tap it. Anything else, you know, if I'm about to get hit, like, say, on Fort Wayne Avenue coming off East Street or around in that area the other night, then, yeah, I'm going to lay on the horn for a couple of seconds because I don't want to get hit. But anything else, you know, don't be that guy. Just kind of tap on the horn.
Right.
Just give it a little.
You know, I just looked this up. I'm curious now. I found the Morse code for idiot. And if you want, I can play it real quick for us. And if you want to, you know, next time you're about to be in a situation. You could try to tap out idiot in Morse code on your horn. Here we go. This is what. Wait, hold on. Do you remember all that? That's idiot, by the way. That's Morse code for you. One more time. Let's try it again. All right. That's what we should all be beeping now. Be careful, Matt, or no?
Be careful with the second one, because if you're too long on the second one, that's saying something about your mother, and you don't want that. And well, the guy knows Morse code. It could be a tire iron in the future, so just be careful.
You know what's so funny about that, by the way? If I ever actually do this, like learn it and then use it, no one's going to know except me, and I'll feel so good that I just told somebody they're an idiot in Morse code with my horn, and everyone else around will think I'm a moron.
No,
but I'll feel so, yeah.
They'll be like, stay away from the guy who's mental. You know, who's a couple of cars up right now, won't leave his car alone. It won't leave the horn alone, yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait to be in the car doing this and my wife sitting next to me being like, really? You're doing the idiot thing again? I'm like, yeah, I am. Beep, 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 beep. Yeah, I'm getting him. He knows. We both know. All right, I'll see you later, buddy. Take it away with some traffic.
All right, Chris.